In fascist Italy and Nazi Germany, the state gained control over the corporations. In modern America, corporations have gained control over the state. The end result is the same. Giant corporations owned by a small globalist elite have thrived, often by deceptive and illegal practices. In 1952, corporations accounted for 32% of federal tax revenues. By 2013, this number was less than 10%. In that same year, 46 U.S. corporations were blacklisted for corruption by the World Bank, and these corrupt tactics create wealth for only a select few. Economic reality in the U.S. today substantiates the old line about the rich getting richer while the poor get poorer. A 2014 survey by the Russell Sage Foundation found that during the recent economic downturn, lower-income households lost a larger portion of their wealth than those with higher incomes. The study revealed a startling decline in wealth nationwide. The median household in 2013 had a net worth of just $56,335, 43% lower than the median wealth level right before the recession began in 2007, and 36% lower than a decade ago. There are very few signs of significant recovery from the losses in wealth suffered by American families during the Great Recession, concluded the researchers. Meanwhile, the share of wealth enjoyed by the global elite only increases. What has been described as the 1% actually is more like the 0.01%. What's worse is that one cannot know exactly how much these people are worth, since much of their wealth is hidden in offshore bank accounts. At the commanding heights of the U.S. economy, hiding a lot of one's wealth offshore is probably the norm, not the exception, noted Paul Krugman in the New York Times.